Good afternoon, everybody. This is DJ Funky Bacon of Eve Radio. I've been joined by Diana Bollock from Raycoku, that is of the former Bob Alliance, which we're going to get into as to what exactly happened there. It is now 1640 GMT on February the 5th, 2009. This is a pre-recorded interview for tonight's show. All right, so Diana Bollock, we've already talked a little bit about what's going on here, but now that we're going on the air, we'll just get the official statement here. What exactly happened? I mean, from Bob's perspective, what happened? Now, apparently this happened this morning, so you can start with the when and then just kind of go through what you guys know so far as to what's going on here.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon, Funky. In the too long didn't read version, if you like, is that 01:30 GMT this morning, a member of our holding corporation, who was also a director of one of the member corps of our alliance, Black Nova Corp, used his roles within that corporation to expel all the member corporations from the alliance and then close that alliance, resulting in an instant loss of the alliance and following downtime today, also a reset of all previous Bob sovereignty.
All right, so that's what's gone on here. Now, we know for at least for now that Goonswarm is claiming responsibility for this whole thing over here. Now, what do you know about what they've said, and is there anything that you know of what they've said that you can refute at this point or confirm?
Yeah, well, so far we've obviously seen claims from Goonswarm that they basically turned the character in question, character by the name of Haragorth Agamar. Whether or not that is true, we have been unable to confirm. We've not been able to speak to the guy. That leaves us basically with three options of what may have happened. Either they have indeed turned the guy, or he has offered to turn himself for them. His account and his associated emails have been hacked, which, you know, again, that is something that we're unable to confirm. The actual real life persona behind that is supposedly away on military training at the moment. The other is that obviously it was a planned infiltration from the start.
Okay, awesome. Well, I guess maybe not really awesome as far as you guys are concerned, but from some of the things that we've talked about here now, for those people who are not really familiar with how alliances work, I mean, can you explain to us a little bit on how Bob was set up that allowed somebody who was the head of a corporation that wasn't necessarily the lead corporation in Bob was able to kind of just get in there and wreck such havoc? I mean, you know, that one guy had this much ability, and we kind of talked about it, that you need corporate votes for wars and this stuff, but apparently you can just completely dissolve an alliance with a couple of right clicks.
Yeah, that's correct. The way that most 0.0 alliances anyway are set up is you'll have the member corporations. In this case, there are five corporations that were within the Bob Alliance. And we all basically got together when we were holding so much space and so many stations, and everyone was having to set standings to everybody else who had standings with us. And we formed a holding corporation, which in this case was Tinfoil. That corporation used primarily for standings and to hold stations and to collect in all of the tax revenue and everything else that came for it, so that it was transparent, that all of the CEOs and directors could see what was going in and out of the wallet. We also used that corporation to hold capital fuel. Capital operations are an alliance operation. So we would also have lower level directors or middle management from each of the member corporations have a character in there with access to the fuel so that they could give them out on operations. And what it looks like has happened is that this character has gained the director role within that corporation, which is a role he should never have had. But once he had it, as you quite rightly say, you know, if he had wanted to declare a war, he would have had to have voted. If he had wanted to unlock any of the blueprints or create more shares or kick an existing shareholder, he would have had to vote. But the way the actual game mechanics work is, as a director, all he then had to do was go to the corporation tab, go to the alliances tab, go to the members, right-click them, expel corporation. It's an instant action. As soon as he does it, it applies. And then once that was done, just basically quit the alliance as that corporation, and that was the end of the alliance as it was.
Amazing. And it's doubly, I guess I'm just trying to wrap my head around this, because even in a corporation setting, you can't just kick out members of your corporation. If they've got roles, you got to strip roles, you have to wait 24 hours. When you join an alliance, it takes 24 hours for that to take effect. So the fact that this mechanic is instant and easy, I guess I'm surprised that this hasn't happened before to somebody, although maybe it has, just maybe not on this scale. Are you aware?
I think someone had mentioned to me that Cult of War had suffered a similar fate. I believe it was confirmed that was due to a hacked account. I'm surprised after that CCP didn't actually realize that actually perhaps that's a little bit overbearing, shall we say. And regardless of how all this pans out, and regardless of whether it was a hack or a legitimate espionage play, which of course if it was is a very good one, and kudos to the people that organize it if it was something that was planned as opposed to a whim, then that is something that, you know, I will certainly be suggesting to CCP they may need to look at, because each of the CEOs within Bob had equal shares. I would find it quite common sense that if you're going to remove a corporation, that first of all, only a CEO of the executive corp should be able to do that, but also that it would have to come up to vote.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, for people who are still trying to wrap their heads around what exactly this means, a Delve without Bob, pretty much what's happened is sovereignty has now been set back to zero. Can you just, for the people who are not, you know, there's a lot of people who listen to EVE Radio, you know, they're not in the 0.0 game. They don't know exactly, you know, what is it? All right, so they lost their sovereignty. Can you explain to us a little bit of the confusion that's been happening today as a result of the sovereignty loss?
Sure. I mean, but first of all, Funky, I would like to say that it isn't Delve without Bob.
Right. Bob, you guys are obviously still there.
Yeah. You know, the people that made up the alliance are still the people that are here now. And the name Bob is one that we didn't originally choose. We were actually forced to choose it by CCP because they didn't like us calling ourselves CCCP. So, you know, to us, whilst people are saying, you know, I know Goonswarm are very happy at owning that alliance, and we wish them good fare with it, because it was never one that we preferred anyway. Insofar as the actual mechanics within the game go, however, it's been quite amusing sat at Evolution-owned towers and watching members of the rest of the old alliance log in and instantly get bounced out, because no longer do you have the Allow Alliance button, so that people could just come into the shields and log into the game safely.
And of course, the defensive turrets turning on those former
indeed
allies.
Well, fortunately, within the alliance, we all had reciprocal plus 10 standings anyway.
Oh, all right. So not...
as well as having Bob-owned stations, we also had individually Corp-owned stations. So none of us were shooting ourselves. Not to say that we weren't shooting some of our allies, because no longer did we have a collective standings, and we were like, oh, look, shiny red blinky thing. we tend to have the attitude of let's shoot that first, and then people like me have to sort it out. The members don't really care much for the diplomacy side of things. Right. But it's also meant that, we don't have any jammers now. We don't have any sovereignty, so any station that used to be, you know, secure, that people couldn't shoot if you held sovereignty and the station, can now be shot. We've lost down to zero, I think, five sovereignty four constellations. So, you know, we've got no bridges, because, of course, that all requires sovereignty three. So it's as irritating as it was this morning. You know, at the end of the day, there's not much we can do about it until CCP give their verdict. So to be honest, we've just been laughing about it. You know, not no point in crying about it, is there?
No, I guess not. And I guess you could look at this as a positive side, but you guys are starting to see some people trying to encroach on your territory a little bit, possibly, like, you know, a perceived, oh, there's no sovereignty here, let's, you know, bring our roaming gang in and see what kind of action that we can find. Are you guys seeing any of that yet?
Yes, we are, and it is that tends to lend itself to the fact that this wasn't in fact planned at all. It was just a target of opportunity, because we're only seeing sort of trickles of hostiles moving into Delve and attacking our infrastructure there. I would like to think that, you know, anybody who had planned something like this would then be able to hit us really hard. But as yet, we've seen gangs of, I think we've got a gang of approximately 100 goons in Delve. They've been hitting J-L, which is the Reikoku capital constellation. We've got some Pandemic Legion camping around PR-Dash and Null, which we've termed the Alamo, which is where we always figured we would end up and die. It's maybe coming at some point, but, you know, we shall certainly see about that. The focus of combat has switched from Detroit, which is where we were fighting with the goons from East Eteria, where against all authorities and Stain Empire and that sort of group were fighting with the enemy over there. And the enemy seems to be trying to take an opportunistic view and move into Delve and hit us whilst the defenses are down.
Gotcha. Now, so what's next for those of you guys in the, I guess, former Bob Alliance? Are you strictly at this point waiting for CCP's verdict, or have you already started to reorganize and try to get another alliance going, you know, basically because you don't know at this point what CCP is going to say, and you don't want to be caught with your, I forget the term you use, pants around your ankles for too long.
Yeah, that's it. We, as of, you know, 01:30 this morning, the alliance had disbanded, and as of about 01:35, we had already started to restructure and make contingency plans for it. I'm not going to go into too much detail of what they are just yet, but suffice to say, the first thing that Molly said was, well, don't panic, you know, let's just move on and get on with it. And that's something we pride ourselves on doing. We just get on with the job at hand. We've, you know, obviously got people sorting their logistics out. Some people are having to evacuate stuff out of the stations because, at least for a week anyway, they're probably going to be locked out of them if the kind of numbers descend on us that possibly may do that descended on us last year in Delve. So yes, things are afoot. The members are aware of them, but I'm afraid your audience will have to wait and see for the result of those.
Well, obviously, we understand security concerns as far as that is concerned. Anything else that you'd like to let us know before we finish up here? I think that we've asked and answered just about all the questions that we had.
We've covered most of it. We, however, would like to say that, as you said, you know, we was talking previously, the way we look at it at the moment, we are pretty defenseless, certainly for a week until the sovereignty starts to kick in. And to our enemy, regardless of how this came about, whether it was legitimate or not, we look forward to the fight because at the moment we're pretty much stood there naked. And if you can't capitalize on this, guys and girls, if you can't finally do what you've committed your game to doing for the last I don't know how many years, then you really are as terrible at this game as you say you are.
Ooh, so a little bit of smack there to finish things off with. Excellent. So pretty much Bob's stance on this is bring it and let's play.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can bring it. We'll see you at the Alamo.
All right. So Diana Bollock from Reikoku, formerly of the Bob Alliance, maybe again, we're not really sure, or some future alliance. Thank you very much for your time here today. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right.